Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greatest nation on God's green earth, and talk about a great day. There is a question of the U.S. economy. Most people, if you ask them what's the biggest problem we have in the country, people think it's the economy. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is soaring, up 547.6 points so far. Now standing the Dow Jones Industrial Average at 34,885. Now you might say, well, who cares about this except for rich people who invest in the stock market? The majority of Americans have some share in that stock market through 401ks or retirement accounts or savings somehow. And this is incredibly good news. U.S. stocks rally as investors digested a cooler than expected inflation print. Now, what this means is that they probably will not have to be raising interest rates, and that's good in so many ways for business and, yes, for the stock market. It's also a great day because there is a just issued minutes ago. The United States unveiled some newly declassified intelligence about Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad. This is very important. And by the way, it goes together with the big march on Washington that is going on right now. It's one of the biggest marches on Washington since that epic march in behalf of civil rights where Dr. King spoke so magnificently and delivered his I Have a Dream speech. This is a march on Washington in support of Israel and returning the hostages. And I want to tell you, my heart is there with the demonstrators. And the demonstrators include our oldest daughter, Sarah, who's a high school teacher in New York, who came down to Washington to be part of that march. So am I impartial and objective when it comes to an event like this that has brought together all of the leading Jewish organizations? I mean, from left to right, this is a kind of unity in the Jewish community that you very rarely see. And by the way, and it's not just the Jewish community, it's all of our friends, particularly our Christian friends, who are enormous supporters of Israel as well. This is an epic event. We're going to be speaking to the chairman of one of the organizing groups, Stand With Us, live from the March on Washington, which is right there on the National Mall, the same area where they had the March on Washington in 1963. And now, with all of this going on, the U.S. on Tuesday, this is breaking news minutes ago, unveiled newly declassified intelligence saying that Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad have used hospitals in the Gaza Strip, including Al-Shifa Hospital, which is the one where the Israel Defense Forces are right at the door right now. They have used those hospitals to support their military operations and to hold hostages. There's still 240 hostages being held by Hamas, including Americans. I believe the best estimate is 9 Americans are among the hostages. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby said that Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad have stored weapons in hospitals, but that the U.S. does not support strikes against those hospitals. I can confirm for you that we have information that Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad use some hospitals in the Gaza Strip, including Al-Shifa, and tunnels underneath them to conceal and to support their military operations and to hold hostages. That's what Mr. Kirby told journalists aboard Air Force One. We do not support striking a hospital from the air, and we do not want to see a firefight in the hospital, he said. However, the idea that Israel should somehow pull away from the hospital and stop surrounding it, there's a great piece today in National Review, which, by the way, is one of those sources that has been superb in providing information and objective information about what's going on in the Middle East. Fair information. And one of the things that Jim Garrity says in his morning briefing this morning, he says, anybody want to hold Hamas responsible for its deliberate decisions? Or, nah, what would you like Israel to do about the Hamas operations, writes Jim Garrity, under the Al-Shifa hospital complex and other hospitals in the Gaza Strip? A lot of those currently demanding a ceasefire would likely answer, leave these operations alone. That's a good way, writes Jim Garrity, to ensure that the threat of Hamas continues. This is the same dynamic as the proposal to deploy naval hospital ships off the coast of the Gaza Strip to treat Palestinian children, discussed yesterday. Anytime you declare Israel will not strike in this spot, Hamas will move its forces and its equipment to that spot. The decision before Israel is to either attack the Hamas targets underneath hospitals while attempting to avoid civilian casualties, or to leave the Hamas operations intact. Attack, and you run the risk of higher Palestinian civilian casualties, even greater outrage on the world stage, and even more propaganda victories for Hamas, painting the Israelis as cruel monsters. Hold back, and Hamas gets to keep more of its men and arms safely in place to fight another day and to plot more massacres. For those who wonder if Hamas really does operate underneath the Al-Shifa hospitals, here is an account from Tagrid El-Kadari and Ethan Bonner of the New York Times back in 2008. And they write back then, and again, we are talking about 15 years ago, Al-Shifa, at Shifa Hospital on Monday, armed Hamas militants in civilian clothes roved the halls. Asked their function, they said they were providing security. But there was internal bloodletting underway. In the fourth floor orthopedic section, a woman in her late 20s asked a militant to let her see Saleh Hajjaj, her 32-year-old husband. She was turned away and left the hospital. 15 minutes later, Hajjaj was carried out of the room by a young man pretending to transfer him to another hospital section. As he lay on the stretcher, he was shot in the left side of the head. A bit of a brain emerged on the other side of his skull. Hajjaj, like five others who were killed at the hospital in this way in the previous 24 hours, was accused of collaboration with Israel. He had been in the central prison awaiting trial by Hamas judges, and when Israel destroyed the prison on Sunday, he and others were transferred to the hospital, but their trials were short-skirted. This goes on with more information. And yes, it is very relevant and it is very important. A huge crowd denouncing anti-Semitism and demanding Hamas release of Israeli hostages filled the National Mall today and continued for blocks during the March for Israel today in Washington, D.C. Israeli President Isaac Herzog addressed the crowd through a live video feed. Despite the thousands of miles separating them, Herzog said they are united to march for the babies, for the boys and girls, women and men, viciously held hostage by Hamas, to march for the right of every Jew to live proudly and safely in America, in Israel, and all around the world. The event is believed to be the largest pro-Israel gathering in the U.S. since Hamas militants inflicted widespread carnage in Israel on October 7th, slaughtering children and kidnapping soldiers and civilians alike. More coming up. A fight literally breaks out on the floor of Congress what's going on. We'll talk about it on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MedVed. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MedVed at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Michael Medved Show. We're going to be speaking coming up to Max Boot, who is a columnist, former editorial page editor for the Wall Street Journal. He is now a columnist syndicated all over the world through the Washington Post. But he writes an extraordinarily important column about the greatest threat to the United States. Now, this from a guy who has written superb books about our past wars. And his answer as to the greatest threat we face right now is profoundly important. We will be speaking to him coming up. There's also, we're going to be speaking to Ross Rothstein coming up, who is the founder and the CEO of Stand With Us, which is one of the leading pro-Israel organizations in the world, and acknowledged as such by the leadership in Israel. Roz is, of course, part of this D.C. rally, which has ended up being a tremendous success. There was a lot of concern about security. Everything appears to be fine. There was very good preparation by the Washington City Administration and by the White House and others. Jeremy, what'd you say? Yeah, I mean, the National Guard is already out. They are prepared for this. Now, of course, there have been no threats of violence of any kind from the organizers or the leaders of this event. But the Department of Homeland Security has deemed the march a level one security event, the highest possible level when considering national importance, potential threats, and the resources needed to ensure public safety. Such intense security is unprecedented for a march or protest in Washington, said Donald Harvin, a former D.C. Chief of Homeland Security and Intelligence. Anti-Semitic vandalism has been rattling Jewish communities amid growing tension in the U.S. There has never been a First Amendment event in D.C. that has been designated as a level one event, Harvin told CNN. Those designations are reserved for high-profile events such as the Super Bowl and the World Series. I was glad to hear that a pro-Israel event generates the same kind of response as the Super Bowl, and hope it does more than the World Series between the Diamondbacks and the Rangers, which had the lowest television ratings in the history of the World Series. In any event, the Level 1 designation allows the federal government to fill possible gaps in local security, including explosive detection, cyber risk assessments, and venue screening. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said the National Guard will be on site to assist local police. And that is good, and that is certainly positive. There is more. Now, they don't need the National Guard, but it's kind of important when there are two different confrontations in Congress involving members of Congress, one a U.S. senator, two of the others members of the House, who seem to be on the point of a physical confrontation. One of them involves Kevin McCarthy, the former speaker, who is accused of elbowing and trying to start a fight with Tim Burchett, who's a Republican of Tennessee, on the steps of the Capitol. This was basically, Burchett was one of the eight people who was responsible for Kevin McCarthy losing the speakership. Here's what Congressman Burchett said to Manu Raju of CNN about the accusation that Kevin McCarthy attacked him, elbowed him in the back. Here is clip three.
I'd elbowed in the back, and it kind of caught me off guard because it was a clean shot to the kidneys, and I turned back, and there was Kevin, and I for a minute, I was kind of, what the heck just happened? And then I chased after him. Of course, he's as I've stated many times, he's a bully with $17 million in a security detail. You know, he's the type of guy that when you're a kid would throw a rock over the fence and run home and hide behind his mama's skirt, and he just, you know, he from behind, that kind of stuff. It, you know, that's not the way we handle things in East Tennessee. We if we have a problem with somebody, I'm going to look them in the eye and talk to them.
Okay, so he walked down the hallway, hit you in his with his elbow.
Yeah, you can go on Claudia's Twitter account. It pretty much or X account. It's very accurate. But,
okay, so then just explain. So you chased him? What do you mean you chased?
Well, I just ran after him. I was like, what the heck? You know, why'd you do that? You know, because it was a like I said, if you've ever been hit in the kidneys, it's a little different. You don't have to hit very hard to cause a little bit of pain, a lot of pain. And he just, of course, as he always does, he just denies it or blames somebody else or something, you know. And it was just a little heated, but I just backed off because there wasn't any, I saw no reason. I wasn't gaining anything from it.
No, not gaining anything from it. McCarthy denies the story. Here is Kevin McCarthy, clip 24.
Not help him. I would not hit him in a kidney. HC5, you're all down there, right? Not a very big hallway. So I'm walking out. You could talk to Bruce Westman, because I actually called him after you guys reported something. I said, did I hit somebody? Bruce Westman and I are walking out. And I guess a reporter was interviewing Burchett or something. I guess our shoulders hit, because Burchett runs up to me after. I didn't know what he was talking about. Some reporters asked me. I did not run and hit the guy. I did not kidney punch him. I did not shoot anything like that.
You didn't stop.
No. We're walking through. You're at HC5, right? You guys line up along the way there. It was Bruce Wester and I walking out. He must have been interviewing someone. I didn't know it was him or something. I guess our elbows hit as I walked by. I didn't punch anybody. I guess it happened because when I was walking back further, I don't say somebody was interviewing me or talking to me, and he comes running up like, why did you hit me or something? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't even know something transpired.
Well, the reporters who witnessed it said it looked like you. Yeah. There was plenty of room for you to walk, and then you intentionally hit him.
There is, okay, not a place. Show me a reporter who saw that. Ask Bruce Westerman. Ask Bruce Westerman. No, I did not go up. If I would hit somebody, they would know I hit.
This is very sad. I mean, and by the way, it's not the only one. There is Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma, Republican. We will get to that story, but this was looked like a serious fight. I mean, people were taking off their rings to get ready for mixed martial arts, and the fight had to be stopped by Bernie Sanders. I mean, Bernie Sanders is not the guy you'd think most likely to stop a fight. He is 82 years old, and perhaps the wisdom of age helps here. Wisdom of age, Max Boot is too young to have that apply to him. But he has a piece of profound wisdom about the greatest security threat to the United States today. And no, it's not Iran, and it's not China. So what is it exactly? We'll speak about that with international affairs expert and columnist Max Boot coming up on the MedVet Show.
It is basically insane.
The Michael MedVet Show. 800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S.
USA News Update. The conflict between Israel and Hamas continues, with the World Health Organization reporting that Gaza's primary hospital has been without power for 3 days. An American toddler among the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. The White House telling reporters a 3-year-old U.S. citizen whose parents were killed by the militant group during the October 7th attacks in Israel is believed to be among the more than 200 hostages. Tens of thousands of people descending on the nation's capital for a pro-Israel rally. The National Guard will be helping local police to keep the crowd under control at two large demonstrations. The U.S. Supreme Court implementing a formal code of ethics after it came to light that several justices accepted expensive trips and other perks from wealthy donors. Corey Myers, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, very honored to have back on the show Max Boot, an historian, a best-selling author, a foreign policy analyst, and a deeply influential columnist whose columns are read all around the world. He has been called one of the world's leading authorities on armed conflict by the International Institute for Strategic Studies. He is the James Jean Kirkpatrick Senior Fellow for National Security Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations, and he is a columnist for the Washington Post. You have a just an enormously significant column that I wish everybody would read. We've posted it at our website at michaelmedved.com. It's a column about the greatest threat to the United States and to our national security. And that threat is in China. In fact, in your column, you suggest that the United States is still way ahead of China in terms of national security resources, economic resources. So what's the biggest threat to our country right now, Max Boot?
Well, I would argue that the biggest threat that we face is ourselves. It's really political dysfunction. It's the fact that we can't get our act together in Washington, and the fact that we are seeing declining support in the country at large for the kind of American global leadership role that we assumed after World War II, and that led to this unprecedented expansion of freedom and prosperity around the world. Now we have the largest isolationist caucus in this country since the attack on Pearl Harbor, and we have increasing gridlock, partisanship, and extremism in Washington. And then all of that, I think, threatens America's ability to lead the world, which we would otherwise be able to continue doing because of our economic and military strength.
You write in your column, there's no reason we cannot continue to lead the world in the 21st century unless, of course, we abdicate our position of unmatched power. I fear we might be in the process of doing just that, not as a conscious decision, but simply as an outgrowth of our domestic political dysfunction. Given the fact that, I mean, you have some amazing numbers in your piece, which people should keep in mind, that, for instance, 24% of the world economy, which is way, way, way beyond our percentage of population, which is 5%, 24% of the world economy is American companies. And with all of that, why do we have this push right now to abdicate our position of unmatched power?
Well, that's a great question. I think there's always been that isolationist tendency in this country. It sort of got pushed to the side during the years of the Cold War, and then it started making a return in the 1990s, and then we had 9/11, we had the war on terrorism, and once again, isolationism was kind of pushed to the side. But then I think it returned after the failures in Afghanistan and Iraq and various failures closer to home. And now, of course, there is a leader for the isolationist movement, Donald Trump. And that's, you know, very unusual because, you know, since 1945, there's really been a bipartisan consensus in support of American global leadership and free trade. And Trump rejects all of that, trashes our allies. And, you know, if he returns to office, which he very well could, he will probably pull out of NATO, abandon Ukraine. And that's, he doesn't speak for the entire Republican Party, to be sure, but there's a substantial subset that is very fervently MAGA, as you know. And that's why right now Congress is struggling to pass more aid for Ukraine, even though, you know, this ought to be a no-brainer, that supporting this embattled democracy under siege from this new evil empire, that's something that all Americans should get behind. But increasingly, that's a controversial stance within the Republican Party. And even aid to Israel right now, which enjoys a lot of bipartisan support, even aid to Israel is now falling victim to the infighting in Washington. And right now, Congress can't pass an aid bill for either Israel or Ukraine. You know, that doesn't speak well for our ability to maintain our global leadership role and to stand by our friends and allies.
In terms of the Ukraine, there was a piece today in the Telegraph, British newspaper, that the British Ministry of Defense has said that without question, Putin so far, and not counting the mercenaries and not counting people like who are involved with the Wagner Group, but just the Russian army, they have lost 300,000 killed in action in Ukraine. Does that sound credible to you, Max Boot?
That sounds a little bit high. The figure I've heard is about 200,000 casualties, which is killed in action and wounded in action. But whatever the exact figure is, it's very high. I mean, these are the highest losses that Russia has suffered since World War II. It's really decimating the Russian armed forces. I mean, they're also losing a large share of their tanks, helicopters, artillery pieces, all the rest of it. It's vastly decreasing the threat that Russia poses to our NATO allies and to the United States. And we're doing all of this for 0.6% of U.S. federal spending and with not a single American soldier being risked on the ground. It's an amazing investment, one of the greatest investments we've ever made in our own national security. And yet there is growing opposition in Congress, especially in the House among the House Republican caucus, towards continuing the aid that Ukraine needs to stay alive. And they're running out of U.S. money right now. So it's imperative that Congress get its act together and fund that bill, which is something that, you know, Senator Mitch McConnell, who's kind of an old-fashioned Reagan-style Republican, he wants to do that, and so do a lot of other Republicans. But they're running into resistance from the America First isolationists.
And by the way, just to correct this, this is the statement from James Heapy, who is the Armed Forces Minister in the British government right now. He said that more than 300,000 Russian soldiers have been killed or wounded. So it's not just killed in action.
Yeah,
300,000 soldiers.
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. And he says that does not count the 10,000 more than Russian soldiers who have deserted. And then the British also said, we also estimate that over 7,117 Russian armored vehicles, including nearly 2,475 main battle tanks, 93 fixed-wing aircraft, 132 helicopters, 320 unmanned aerial vehicles, and a partridge in a pear tree, they have all been destroyed since the start of this conflict. So if it is in the U.S. interest, and it clearly is, to degrade the military power and capabilities of the nascent Russian Empire, the Ukrainians have done a magnificent job, no?
Absolutely. I mean, again, as I said, this is supporting Ukraine as the best foreign policy investment we've made in many decades. It's paying off not only in helping a free people to stay free, but also in doing such vast damage to one of our chief adversaries. I mean, after the mauling that the Russian armed forces are getting in Ukraine, they're not going to be able to threaten our NATO allies for a good many years to come. But we got to keep in mind that, you know, Putin is not giving up, and he still has a lot of resilience. He's not, he's willing to bear massive casualties because his country is not a democracy. And, you know, his hope is that we will stop supporting Ukraine and Ukraine will collapse. And I just hope that we do not prove him right.
You're writing a biography right now of President Reagan, and what a great time to do it. If President Reagan had one sentence to impart to the Republican Party today, what would it be?
Well, I think it would probably be what his great ally Margaret Thatcher said to his successor George H.W. Bush, which was, don't go wobbly, and this is not the time to go wobbly.
Amen to that. Max Boots, a superb column, is posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
Michael Medved.
Why be helpful? Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is no agreement, no consensus yet. Not only not yet, despite the fact that, what are we, 4 days away from a new government shutdown, which would be devastating. It would be devastating for people who care about the war between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas. It would be devastating for people who care about voting the supplies in ammunition, a lot of it basically supplementing what our allies are already doing. The Germans just approved paying the money for 25 new Leopard tanks for the Ukrainians. Germans just did that today. And, okay, meanwhile, we can't do anything because our representatives, our elected representatives, some of them Republicans, are too busy attacking each other in personal brawls. We mentioned before, and we played you some of the tape of Kevin McCarthy denying that he had actually elbowed Congressman Tim Burchett of Tennessee. And this sounds very serious. Burchett was saying that there was a deliberate attempt to elbow him in the kidneys to cause maximum pain. Meanwhile, over on the Senate side of things, there's Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, Republican of Oklahoma, who challenged a Teamsters union leader named Sean O'Brien to a physical fight, standing up midway through a Senate Health, Education, Labor, Pensions, and Brawls Committee. I just added the brawls because of today. And basically, they were ready to go at it when Bernie Sanders had the courage to come between them and stop the fight before it began. It sounded like this, which is unbelievable, but listen.
You tweeted at me 5 times. And let me read what the last one said. It said, "Greedy CEO who pretends like he's self-made." Sir, I wish you was in the truck with me when I was building my plumbing company myself, and my wife was aren't in the office because I sure remember working pretty hard and long hours. Pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Fraud. Always has been. Always will be. Quit the tough guy act and these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, any time, cowboy. Sir, this is a time, this is a place. If you want to run your mouth, we can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Oh, stop it.
Is that your pollution every pollen?
No, no, sit down. Sit down. Okay. Yeah, no, you're a United States Senator.
Okay.
Sit down, please.
All right.
Can I respond?
Hold it. If we can, no, I have the mic. I'm sorry.
This is
all they said. You'll have your time.
Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't. This is a hearing. And God knows the American people have enough of contempt for Congress. Looks like
I don't like bugs and bullies.
I don't like you because you described yourself.
Hold it.
I'm not even sure what the argument is, but it's deep-seated. One of the messages on Tweet, what used to be Tweet, which is now X, is Sean O'Brien, who used the hashtag Teamster SOB, and he certainly sounds like it, sent to Senator Mullen, greedy CEO who pretends like he's self-made, in reality just a clown and a fraud, always have been, always will be, quit the tough guy act in these Senate hearings, you know where to find me, any place, any time, cowboy, hashtag little man syndrome. And then you heard it. This is the time. This is a place. You want to run your mouth? We can be two consenting adults. We can finish it right here. Senator Mullen added. And then Bernie Sanders said, hold it, stop it. Is that your solution to every problem? O'Brien demands, stop it. No, sit down. This went on. Mullen, who was first elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 2012, was elected to the U.S. Senate in 2022. Before going into politics, he won 3 mixed martial arts fights in 2006 and 2007. Okay, so you look at these two guys. My bet, as a betting man, would be on Senator Markwayne Mullen, who has won mixed martial arts fighting before. He had already stood up and was taking off his rings. He apparently has fairly, because you're not supposed to kill the other guy originally. But in any event, this wasn't all. Because there was also the House Oversight Chair, and this is in an empty hearing room. When you look at the tape, it's just unbelievable. The chairman of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer of Kentucky, Republican, got into a war of words with Representative Jared Moskowitz, a Democrat of Florida, for claiming that Moskowitz took a loan, or actually gave a loan, to his brother. Now, why is this such a heated issue? Well, listen to it. This is 12.
It has come out in the public that you also do business with your brother with potential loans. And so since you have framed that and manipulated that with the American people, that Joe Biden did something wrong when he wasn't in office, I just would like to know if you would like to use some of my time.
I would love it.
Okay.
You retweeted that story. Completely false. I've never loaned my brother one penny. My father, who was a dentist, had some farmland. He died, and my brother couldn't afford. He wanted to sell it, but he wanted to keep it in the family. So I bought it from my brother. That story that you tweeted also said I had a shell company. That is bull. You can come to Monroe County and look at all the land that is titled in that LLC. I think that the problem is, you know, they tried to get, the White House tried to get CNN to write that story. They went around and investigated all this bull,
Mr. Chairman,
you have gone on TV and said the president did something illegal.
You're doing stuff with your brother. The American people have the same questions. Why should they believe you? Why should they believe you? Why should they believe you? There's a different rule for the president. There's a different rule for you.
Okay, do you understand why Max Boot says, I think correctly, that our biggest threat right now to our security is dysfunction in government and politics? This is all in one day. Who knows what happens tomorrow? I mean, again, one of the things that I think was really very inspiring, frankly, about this demonstration today, with literally hundreds of thousands of people on the National Mall demonstrating to get our hostages back and support for the state of Israel, is because, look, certainly in the Jewish community, there's lots and lots of infighting and bitterness, but not now, because there's a sense of people coming together. Can't we do that as a country a little bit? And again, a number of other people have brought up the terrible story of May 22nd, 1856, when Senator Charles Sumner, who was one of the leading abolitionist voices, one of the founders of the Republican Party, he was writing at his desk in the Senate when he was approached by Preston Brooks, who was a member of the House from South Carolina. And Preston Brooks had an uncle, Senator Butler, who had been insulted by Charles Sumner because Charles Sumner said that Butler had a mistress, and the mistress was the institution of slavery. And Preston Brooks picked up his terracotta cane, and he began beating Senator Sumner, who was a tall man, and he had his feet linked under his desk so he couldn't get up easily. He had permanent brain damage. And the Preston Brooks was very close to killing him, and the other senators who were in the building or in the hall of the Senate just laughed. This is not funny anymore. We can do better. And how? We will talk about that and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Trying to sell your... There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.